This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Melissa Melton. The Republican-controlled U.S. Senate has handed President Donald Trump a major pre-election political victory. Tonight it confirmed his Supreme Court nominee, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, in a 52-48 vote along party lines. One Republican, Susan Collins, voted against the confirmation. The White House is holding an outdoor celebration tonight to mark the event and administer the first of two swearing-in ceremonies. The ceremony comes a month after a similar event to announce Barrett's nomination. The outdoor announcement was linked to a COVID-19 outbreak that infected President Trump, the First Lady, and several others. Judge Barrett will succeed the liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last month. At the ceremony, conservative Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas will administer one of the two oaths of office that Barrett will have to take. That's according to a White House official. The Supreme Court says Chief Justice John Roberts will administer the second separate judicial oath at the Supreme Court on Tuesday. Mr. Trump pressed the Senate to confirm Judge Barrett to the lifetime post before the November 3rd election. This creates a 6-3 conservative majority on the top U.S. judicial body. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the Republican majority was, quote, lighting its credibility on fire. That's the end of the quote. By proceeding with the vote so close to the election. During the final term of President Barack Obama, a Democrat, Republicans blocked Obama's election year nomination in 2016, allowing his Republican successor, Donald Trump, to make the pick. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. You can also find there our easy-to-use app, which you can download. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. President Trump's administration on Monday declared new sanctions on Iran's oil sector, including sales to Syria and Venezuela. Since 2018, the Trump administration has enforced sweeping sanctions aimed at ending all of Iran's key oil exports and seeking to choke off all cash sources for the regional nemesis of U.S. allies, Saudi Arabia and Israel. Under the new measures, the administration designated the National Iranian Oil Company, Iran's Petroleum Ministry, and the National Iranian Tanker Company under a counterterrorism authority, raising the bar for any future administration to reverse course. The Treasury Department issued the sanctions by linking the three entities to the Revolutionary Guard's elite Quds force, which earlier was designated as a terrorist organization by the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the sanctions should send a warning to what he called the few remaining buyers of Iranian crude oil. The U.S. State Department has approved the potential sale of 100 Boeing-made Harpoon coastal defense systems to Taiwan. It's a deal that has a potential value of up to $2.37 billion. That's according to the Pentagon on Monday. Reuters is reporting the White House is moving forward with five separate sales of sophisticated military equipment to Taiwan with a total value of around $5 billion. The Trump administration is ramping up pressure on China as concerns rise about Beijing's intentions toward Taiwan. Belarus's opposition called a countrywide general strike on Monday. It's the latest in a series of efforts to dislodge longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko from power following what opponents say was a rigged presidential election in the former Soviet Republic in August. Svetlana Tsiyanovskaya, Lukashenko's primary opponent in the race and who fled the country under state pressure following the vote, threatened the strike 2 weeks ago in an effort to reinvigorate the protest movement. Her demands, Lukashenko must resign, end police violence against demonstrators, and free hundreds of political prisoners or face a national work stoppage. Thousands of Italian protesters angry over new restrictions to control the spread of coronavirus clashed with police in Milan, Turin, and Naples on Monday. Following weekend demonstrations that saw violence in Italy, crowds ranging in size from several hundred to several thousand took again to the streets on Monday evening. The unrest came after the prime minister ordered restaurants and bars shut after 6 p.m., while theaters, cinemas, and gyms are ordered closed for a month. This is in response to a rise in the number of coronavirus cases. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.